Fire Chief Tim Harris, thank you very much for joining us. You've got a new member of the fleet of the four-wheeled variety, or the many-wheeled variety, eh? The new ladder truck. Comments on the fact that it's now part of it.
Yes, that's right. So our new aerial apparatus, Ladder 1, it's a 110-foot aerial platform. Manufactured by Pierce Manufacturing in Wisconsin, USA. And we're very proud to finally put it into service so it can serve the residents of the community of Peace River.
It's got a 110-foot ladder. That's a long, long way up. But how key will that 110 feet be should the unforeseen happen?
Well, absolutely. We want to try and get the maximum sort of reach we can possible. And it's not just about the height that it goes up sort of vertically. It's what it can reach horizontally. We can't always get that close to the buildings. So if we do need to perform a rescue, we need to reach over gardens and that kind of thing, driveways to get to the building and do any kind of rescue. So we have done training with the truck. And if you think of our tallest building in town, which is the Heritage Towers, six, 7 stories high, we did some training on that, and we can easily reach the 6th floor windows and the roof of that building. So this truck has a lot of potential for when it's needed.
I also understand, even before it being into service, that it has already been in service.
Yeah, that's right. So beginning of June, we were doing some training on the truck with a certified instructor so we could be qualified to operate the truck. And while we were doing that, we had a call for a rescue of a construction worker who had fallen on the scaffolding on the old Highway 2 bridge that they're working on. And he needed to be kind of raised up through the scaffolding and lifted over onto the deck of the bridge. And we actually put the new ladder truck into service then and used the hook that we have designed underneath the platform for that very purpose, to provide an overhead anchor that we use to raise the patient up through the scaffolding and then maneuver him over onto the bridge deck to waiting EMS. So it's very, very good. That was one of the purposes of the truck. Didn't quite think we'd be using it quite so soon, but glad we had it there and glad we were able to help.
I'm also gathering, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Chief, that training on this truck is rather extensive, is it not?
It is a very technical piece of equipment. It's a lot different than our regular fire engines. The pumping aspect of it is very similar, but the operation of operating the stabilizers to stabilize the truck before we raise the ladder, operating the ladder, elevating that system. And then the other advantage of this truck, with the elevated platform, is we can use it for elevated water streams. So we can flow water from the tip of the ladder and get it up above a fire. So a fire in a large building, we can get a good flow of water up above the fire to help extinguish it. But there is a lot more training involved. We will be continually training more of our firefighters to operate the apparatus.
On the other side of the coin here, Chief, how much fun is it going to be to show the ladder truck off to the public?
Well, we're very proud to show it off. We've had it out a few times, even in training. We've noticed people stopping by, taking pictures, and wanting to come have a look. So it is a very unique truck, and it's a beautiful-looking truck. We're very proud of it, and we're happy to show it off to the public tonight. And anytime anybody even wants to come by the fire hall can take a look at it. And hopefully they'll see us around town training and can come watch.
Fire Chief Tim Harris, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.